Okay, today's daf is Yevamos Kuf Chaf Beis, the last daf of Maseches Yevamos. Baruch Hashem, those who have been with us throughout this journey, the first Masechta in Seder Nashim. This is it, the last day. And Baruch Hashem, next time we start Maseches Ksubis, Shas Katan. But for now, we have the last day of Yevamos in front of us. Today's daf is sponsored in honor of the wedding of Mayor Rosenberg from Williamsburg to Dini Lazar from Crown Heights. May they have a binyan ade ad and gesund, parnasa, nachas, and simchas achayim. Long-time listener, and we wish him much bracha v'atzlacha in their new life together. Mazel tov. Okay, we are on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom by the two dots. Hahu, so as we have been talking about the last two prakim, we have more issues of Eidus Isha. More issues of Eidus Isha. We happen to find out somehow, some way, that the man is dead. Different deos, Jew, non-Jew, Mesiach Lefi Tumo, they know they're giving Eidus, they're not. We had the discussion yesterday in the Mishnah, Kavana Lahayid, Kavana Le, to rely on us, different types of a kavana. So either way now, there was a non-Jew, he was threatening a Jew. Katol aspasta, cut this grass, meaning harvest for me, do kotzer for me, v'shadi l'chivai, and throw it to my animal, b'shapsa, meaning go do kotzer on Shabbos and feed it to my animal. The ilo, and if not, katilna lecha, I'm going to kill you, katilna leploni by Yisrael, like I killed so-and-so. Da amrilei, because I said to him, bashel li kader b'Shabbos, please cook for me on Shabbos. Velo bashel li, and he didn't listen, v'katilta, and I killed him. So the question is, that's a tragic situation, but are we allowed to trust this Ovei Kochavim about this other man who he disappeared and we have no idea what happened to him? So are we allowed to trust? So Shama Debisu, Vasala Kamedabaya, his wife, heard this news. She heard this threat. So she went in front of Abaya to be able to see whether he would matir her being allowed to get remarried. Even before we continue, though, the Maharik, discussed this a couple of weeks ago, the Maharik in a tshuva says that this Gemara is really only a malacha she'en tzricha legufa. The Naju is not asking the Jew to do a din iser da araisa, but iser da rabbanan. Why? Because what is the reason that kotzer is usually done? What is the reason that the other case, bishul, is usually done for a certain purpose? Malacha hatzricha legufa. We discussed two weeks ago, the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly is the definition of malacha hatzricha legufa? Tosfos says that the definition is for whatever purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. That is the tzricha legufa. That is the ultimate purpose. And that is what is asur da'oraisa on Shabbos. But if it's done for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan, even though it's the same exact action, I'm digging a hole for dirt, or I'm digging a hole for the hole. I'm carrying something out because I don't want it here. I'm carrying something out because I want it there. Right there. Oh, I'm trapping a snake because I don't want it to bite me. I'm trapping a snake because I want to catch it to keep as a pet. So it's the same exact action, but because I'm doing it for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan, so that is why it's a malachah and suicha legufa, which is a machlokas tanaim. Machlokas Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds that malachah and suicha legufa is still chayiv, it doesn't make a difference. While Reb Shimon, and that's what the Rambam paskins, or Reb Shimon holds, malachah and suicha legufa is aser derabanan, is pater, and that is what Rov Rishonim paskins suggests, and that is Tosvos. Rashi has a different definition of malachah Rashi says, preventative. I'd rather not have to do this action. I'd rather I wouldn't be in this situation. Bertsono lohayabalo. Rashi's lashon is in a few places in Masechta Shabbos. So also, I'm preventing the smell or the tumah of the corpse. That's why I'm carrying it out. I am protecting the person from the animal bite, and therefore I am trapping it. But it's more of a preventative. So two definitions. Again, there's more, but those are the two general definitions. Says the Maharik, in the case where a non-Jew is forcing a Jew to do something on Shabbos, so why is he doing it? He's not doing it for the reason of the purpose that was done in the Mishkan. I'm doing it because the guy is forcing me to do it. So that's why it's a malach shenetzrich legufa, and these cases are aser dirabanan. That is the Maharik And that is a lot of fodder for the later Achronim to discuss. Just one example that we also mentioned, Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe had a tshuva from Arachayim Chelek Aleph, Simon Kufchav Aleph, where the Rav Moshe discusses Me'inyin Malacha B'Shabbos Mishum Pachad Misa, doing Malacha on Shabbos because one is worried about death. And he starts off with this Maharik, right? The Maharik says the obviously this is not a Malacha Nesuch Lagufa, and Rav Moshe is bothered by it. Rav Moshe says, let's, according to Rashi or according to Tosfos, you're doing the action because the same reason that was done in the Mishkan. You're doing it. The guy says, I want food, or I want to use this for my animal. So kotzer was done l'shem the item that was cut. Or it's not being preventing anything, right? There's what you want to say, oh, you'd rather not be in this situation? So says Rav Moshe, any time that I do a malacha for a chole on Shabbos, so that should be a malacha shen esuicha legufa, I'd rather not be in this situation in the first place. You can't say that. Umayshna me'asiyas refuah letzarechole denechshav tzarech legufa afshebertzona lohayarotze bazeh mishun demikol makom achareishen nechle. Once the situation is here, the person is sick. Vitzarech lerefuah nechshav habishol b'shrikas amamadim tzricha legufa. So how can you say that it's tzricha legufa? Vitzarech lomar says Rav Moshe, you have to be mechalik between a situation of choli and a situation of anas, situation of being forced. At least by a situation of chole, you still want, let's say you're cooking for the chole, you still want the food to be able to be eaten. That's the purpose. That's a tzricha legufa. You're doing it for the same purpose. The action itself. It's not that the act itself is preventative in nature. The act of hotza'ah is to prevent it from being here. The act of tzeda. By refuah, you're doing the action in order to eat the food that was cooked. You're right, in general, you'd rather the situation, it's like a situation of ones, but a maisa of ratzon. Still a maisa of ratzon. Says Rav Moshe, that's different than the case of the guy here. The case of the guy here, trying to explain the Maharik, not that Rav Moshe might have said this in the first place, but trying to explain the Maharik, here, my pure intention is the guy doesn't kill me. That's what it is. It's not to give food to his animal. That's the intention. By the bishul, I look at it as not that my full intention is only so the chola gets better. It's I want to create food for him to eat so that the chola gets better. But Rav Moshe says you have to be mechalik between the two. Vazarach lo bring the kavanaso to kivachu mitzad pachad ha'akum einogel lo klal machsheves ha'akum shehu la'achila to machshevasu hi lihi natzal me'apachad b'mashayas ha'abishol v'aketzira v'ari zekim v'ashe v'kotzer shlo l'tzorach klal el uzrok layam shish la'achshev ein tzorach l'gufa v'chulu. So Rav Moshe continues again. Other Achronim also discuss this, but this is Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. We'll have to get back to this at the beginning of Ksubis when we discuss also Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa in a different context. Okay, so back to the story. So the non-Jew says, do this for me or I'm going to kill you like I killed so-and-so. Just one other. There is a suggestion of the Bale Machshava, fascinating, who connect Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, what do they connect? We have a few times, we have a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon in a few places in Shas. So for example, chametz. Chametz. Rabbi Yehuda says, how do I do tashbisu? Ein bir chametz ala b'sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to destroy it. The word hashbasa means to destroy from the physical annihilation, physical destruction. And Rabbi Shimon, who are the chachamim, argue Rabbi Yehuda, say hashbasa also b'chol davar. If I change its form, that's also considered a destruction. If I scatter it, if I even maybe bittel, according to some Rishonim, if I change its physical property, that's enough considered changing it. That's Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda. So suggest, I think I heard this in the name of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that maybe that's Lashitaso, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda here. Rabbi Shimon says, I do the same action, but I did it for a different purpose. That changes it. That's a malacha shen esuicha legufa and your pater. Even though it's the same physical act, you've changed its essence. So that's why even though it's physically here, it's something different. Like chametz, I've changed its essence. Even though it's physically here, it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has to be physically not here. Right, that's malacha shen esuicha legufa, you're still chayiv. That's ein bir chametz el b'sreifa. Also there. Where does this come from? So there's a machlokas in the Medrash in Parshas Bichukosai. Vishbati chayera min ha'aretz. What does that mean that Hashem's going to remove all wild animals from the earth when Mashiach comes? So, Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda there says, it means that they're not going to be around. There's not going to be any wild animals anymore. So the Medrash says. And the Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's going to be wild animals. They're just going to be nice. They're not going to be wild anymore. They're going to be animals. They're going to be lions and tigers and bears. But they're not going to have the nature of the lions and tigers and bears. So why? Because Vihishbati, the same verb, in all three places. On Shabbos, so by Yom HaShvi'i Tishbos, by Chametz, Tashbishus Armi Batechem, and by Bechukos, Vihishbati Chai Ram in Aretz, what's going to be? So, I heard B'Shem Lubavitcher Rebbe, in all the three cases, Rebbe Shimon says, once I change something, the nature of something, it could be as if it's not there, and Rebbe Yehuda says, no, the word Hashbasa means to destroy from the earth. So again, here's another example regarding Malacha Sheinetzricha Lagufa. Okay, back to our story. So, the woman goes to Abaya and says, am I able to get remarried? Vasal kabet Abaya, shehisa tlasa rigli. They wait three regalim. What does that mean? Three regalim. So, some type of waiting when the rabbis get together. What does shli regalim mean? Rashi has two dayas here. Rashi on top first says, shehayu talmidei chachamim. Or we think this last amud of Yevamos is at the end of Yevamos, jam packed the last day. Shahayu talmidei chachamim nikbatzim lishmo adrasha hilchas Pesach bePesach. What we would have guessed, shalosh regalim tlasa rigli. Right, so they get together. So Abaya waited because all the rabbis got together on Chagim, and therefore he waited to ask, and in that way he tried to get an answer. So he waited tlasa rigli. That's the first day of Rashi. But then there's a second day of Rashi. Rashi quotes the Tshuvas HaGaonim. Matsasi kol hanach rigli da'amoroi. What does that mean? It means a yard site. Tlasa rigli means a yard site of a great rabbi. Hainu yom shemesbo adam gadol. Koven oso lechvoto. On the yard site of a person, they are koveya that day as covet for the rabbi, umidei shana b'shana, and each year, k'shemagia oso yom, when that day comes, miskabsim talmidei chachamim, mikol svivav, all the rabbis from around get together, ubaim al-kivro, they come to his kever, imshar ha'am, lohoshiv yeshiva sham, they gather around near his kever to be, give a shir. This be literally on his kever, in the cemetery. They have a shir in the cemetery, so the Rimi Gash asks in a tshuva, in Seven Mem Zayin, isn't it loy l'rush? One of the beginning of brachas discusses, are you allowed to learn? Right, we're going to a cemetery, we have to put our tzitzis in, we are not allowed to do mitzvahs there. So you're allowed to learn Torah there? So the Rebbe Gash says, well, either it might be l'chvod hames. So if l'chvod hames, there's no problem, right, at a levaya. You're allowed to quote Torah, l'chvod hames. That's not considered loig l'rush, making fun, scoffing at the niftar. Number one, says the Rebbe Gash. Others say, it was outside of Dalet Amos. So it wasn't really actually at the kever. But again, Rove assumed that if it's l'shem, covet of the mace, it is okay. Hachin Chazina, says the Rimi Gash. The Rimi Gash was the Rebbe of Maimon, the father of the Rambam. So the Rimi Gash, very, very early. We have the Rimi Gash on Masechah Shvuas, on Baba Basra, right, a few Masechahs. Hachin Chazina, Daha Damrinan Sho Shivu Yeshiva Al Kivro, Hani Mili Bechacham, Shai Solo Yeshiva Bechayev. Umiskavdin Aksha Bnei Yeshiva So Lachabdo, it's the Bnei Yeshiva who go to be Mechabe, this great Tabar Chacham, and he learned a lot in his lifetime, and therefore this is a covet for him to be able to have the Torah learned Bizchuto. Tekivan Shadavar Yadua Shal Covet Gadol Yeshla Bakach, Ein Bazemishim Loig Larash, Cheirif Hoseyu. It's not a violation of Loig Larash. Where would it be if somebody learned nothing in his lifetime? So maybe there it could be a situation of Loig Larash. But other than that, says the Rebbe Gash, that's why it's not a problem. But it's quoted in Yerodea also, doing something chavid the niftar in Shin Mem Dalet. But the other element of this Rashi is some suggest that maybe this is the source for not saying Tachnun on the day of a yard site. That's what they quote. The minute they quote this Rashi. Rashi says nothing about not saying a yard site. Rashi says you get together and you have a great shear. You have a big shear. So does it say, it calls it wriggly, it calls it a regel. So I remember I once asked a big Rebbe that where's the source for not saying? So he says, this Rashi. I say, where does it say it? He says, it's a regel on a yontif, you don't say tachnun. it's very difficult to suggest that this is the makar for not saying tachan. If you look in Tefillah Kelchasa, it's the Sefer on Tefillah before Isha Yisrael came along. So in Tefillah Kelchasa, he quotes in Perek Tezvav, Yesh hanimnoim milomar tachlun b'chol yom petiras admar otzadik umevatlam amiras tachlun b'rov yimos hashana. They don't say tachlun most of the year. That's what he quotes. He just quotes as Yesh hanimnoim. And in the footnote he quotes both from Chassidish and from Litvak. He quotes from the Munkacher, and he quotes, the Munkacher is Meganeb Yoser as I know Agim Kain. He says terrible minug. And then he quotes from Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv and Rav Avadya. All three of them. If you're in a shul where they're skipping tachnun because of a yard site, and you couldn't convince them to follow halacha, right? They are doing whatever they do. Yomar batzmo. Say it anyway. The al yachshosh li yuhara o lolosis go to do. Don't be worried about yuhara o lolosis go to do. Why? Because you're doing the halacha. And they're not following the halacha. The Yesh L'tzayin, and he quotes Shebekovitz Yagla Torah Tshuvas Ubiurim Adaraba Ein Yom Matim LaAmiras Tachlun Kiyom Estalkus Tzadik. It's the greatest day to day's Tachlun. Extra Tfilus Bischus the Tzadik Dafka Say Tachlun. And the Torah quotes the Gaonim Say Tachlun on Purim. It's a great day. Hashem answered our Tfilus. What's Tachlun? Please answer our Tfilus. Extra Sachnunim. So for sure, it's even more than that. So again, it's very tricky to know exactly where that minhag came from, even though there are a number of places that follow it, but they quote this Rashi at the end of Yevamos. Really, Rashi doesn't say anything connected to it. Right? The Lashon of the Gemara, but it's very, very good for difficult to say that this is the makar. Okay, but either way, this is the suggested makar, and but again, Ruba Deru of the Poskim are against it. So, back to the story. Little story here, a lot to say in this little story. So Asu the Kabbid Abaya, Way 3 Regalim, Amar La, Rav Ada Bar Ava, Zilakamid Rav Yosef, Decharif Sakina. They say, you know what, go ask Rav Yosef. He's the one that's sharp as a knife. He's the one that can give an answer to whether you would be able to get remarried or not. So what happened? Azla Kameh. So she goes in front of him, and he says the following. Pasha Meha Masnisa. He proves it from the following Braisa. There was a non-Jew who was selling fruit in the marketplace, and he was trying to convince people to come and buy from him. And he said, "Peros halalo, these fruit are so delicious and special. What are they? Shel arlahim. They are arla fruit. What does that mean? First year, they're very new. They're from a young sapling. Shel arlahim. Shel azekahim. They're from azeka. Shel netaravai hein. They're from netaravai." So the question is, do we trust this non-Jew to say that these fruit are usser? Because, you know, that's what we assume. Netaravai, arla. Or do we say, no, he's just trying to make a buck. He's trying to convince you to buy his fruit, but it doesn't really mean that they are what he says they are. So says the Vraisa, lo amar klum. You do not have to believe him. Even lakula, unbelievable. Even Lakulia, you don't have to believe him. Why? He only has invite to be mashpiach, his mechach, to convince you to buy his fruit. And therefore, you don't have to believe him. So too here, Rav Yosef said was saying to her, he might have just been threatening. Who says he really killed so-and-so? You know, maybe he just heard something. Maybe he heard that he was missing. So you cannot trust. The non-Jew doesn't have any ne'emanus, and therefore, you cannot trust him. A non-Jew, an Akum, is one of the six people who the Tumim says aren't even, they're not even a puzzle aid. They're not an aid. They're not an aid. There are six people, right, the sugya of Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle Edusun Batela. We know usually if there's a group of witnesses that come, one of them is a problem, we throw them all out. Throw them all out. Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle Edusun Batela. We discussed earlier in the Masechta, does that apply to Dayanim? We had back in the Perek, in Mitzvahs Chalitza, we had a Rashi that says, oh, if you knock out one of them, then you only have two left. Rashi sounds like if you knock out one of them, you don't ruin the whole group, you just ruin that one. So that is a major sugya nimsa echa kerav apostle, whether the whole group is left out or not. But the Tumim, Rav Yonasan Aibichit, says, there are six people that, even if they're in the group, then we do not throw out the whole group. Not throw out the whole group, right? Just because there's somebody in the group, right? Lahavdil. To give a mashal, right? If five people come with, you know, with an animal, You know, we don't say, oh, because Nipsa Echad Rav Apostle. Chas v'sholom, right? So there are six people that halachically are not considered Edim. Right, a katan. If a katan comes in the group, so he's not called an pasal aid, he's not an aid. And therefore, it doesn't ruin the group. Chere shota katan, eved isha akum. Right, those six. So one of them here, so an akum, halachically, is not called an aid, and therefore, in this case, we wouldn't trust him. There are sometimes, though, that we would, like we already had. We already had on the Mishnah on yesterday's daf. Sometimes we would trust him, not patoras edus. But just because Beisiach Lefitumo, you're allowed to listen because you can assume that Daiku Mitzvah, but not that he is the actual source of the testimony. The Rosh in Moed Katan says, okay, so this Gemara says you can't trust him for Edus Isha. What about for Avelus? Avelus is Drabanan, maybe Daraisa one day. Is it good enough for Avelus? He has a big discussion there. The sheet is back and forth in Perak Gimel, in Eilu Magalchin, in Sim and Lamed Beis, whether we would trust, whether you would sit Shiva in this case. He says, V'hadei rechan ema b'yisurin, hani mili lismoch alav lahatir degamrinem min v'safra lo la'atzma. Aval ha'achmer lo marachmerin al p'yei rechad, v'arbeinu avia ezri hevi raya denachri mesiach lefitumo, ne'em on le'inyan Avelus. Because we're going to have Avelus, and he quotes our Gemara, Yevamos Kuf Chav Beis, and he quotes Lo Niskamin Lashviach Mecho, Umisayim B'Tosefta. The our Gemara didn't quote the last line of the Tosefta. Divrei Reb Shuvei Gamliel, Rebbe Omer Neman Anachmi LaHachmir Avolo LaHakel, V'Kaimel Anachmi Rebbe Mechaveru. V'Chul, and he continues, Hilkach Neman Anachmi Linyan Avelus. And he goes back and forth, and maybe it's a Chumr Dasa De Kula, because if you're knowing Avelus, then you don't learn Torah. So it's not just, oh, okay, might as well. No, there's no Torah during Shiva. So he discusses that, so maybe you would trust regarding some other things. Would you trust a non-Jew, the Rashba as a tshuva, to tell me that an animal is 8 days old so I can bring it as a karban? Another halacha. Again, all these contexts. Let's say you have an animal who's a farmer, who has animals. So the Rashba and a tshuva, Aleph Resh Mem Gimel, Gidiyim Ktanim, Hanichim in Agoy, Ha'im somchen al agoy she'omer she'im bin shmona yamim imlo. Tshuva, edus agoy eino klum. V'lo matzinu b'shum makom. Shunem al ha'kel ela b'edus isha b'lvad. Only by edus isha. V'chol makom shon ha'choshin lo she'eino ben shmona machmas katnuso. Lo yatzana midi safik b'amires agoy. No, you cannot trust. And it's an amonis. He doesn't have any amonis. V'chol shekein b'makom zeh shu omar lashbiach mikcho. V'chol shomar lashbiach mikcho ein shomen lo afilo lahachmir. Afilo b'yisurei Torah. Right, so like our Gemara says, you don't trust Lashviach Mikcho. So to hear, he's saying, oh, it's 8 days old. Yes, it's wonderful. He knows the Jews need the animal to be 8 days old. So again, the Rashba says that he would not be trusted. The action on this little Gemara, and there is action here, is on the phrase of Shelazekahain. What does that mean? When the non-Jew says, oh, it's Ravai, it's Arl, it's Azeka. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, Azeka. Mi pardes mi'uzak v'gader saviv lo l'shomro. It's from a guarded field. Mi'uzak, a gated field. V'hishna shvius is talking about shmita, Rashi says. It's shmita, it's a guarded field. So he asks Rashi, so what's the point? Why is the guy saying this? Right, the other two are saying, oh, it's young, it's a special fruit, and he doesn't realize that it's creating an isser. So Rashi says, so my Yisr Yeshkan, Rashi wonders without answering it. Says, what's the Yisr? If it's before Bittul, if it's before the time of Biur, it's Mutter. If it's after the time of Biur, it's Asr. So Rashi wonders, he says, what's going on here? Why is it, what's the guy suggesting? Uchim Midumeli, Rashi says, it appears to me, the Hayazeka Shem Ha'ir Sheba Eretz Yisrael. No, it's the name of a city. Name of a city. It's fruit of delicious. That's what it's saying. Right, 10 minutes from here is Tel Azeka. So who knows if that's the one Rashi is talking about. If he's in Chutzlar, that I brought it from Azeka, ain choshen lomar emes dvarav. V'shem alonis asru. Oh, you don't have to be worried that, oh, if you brought it from Eretz Yisrael. V'Yisrael machram lo. That's the key. If he is in Chutzlar, he's saying, I got it from Azeka, so you don't have to worry that is Be'isser, like the other ones. It's not the Ravai, right? It's talking about an Eretz Yisrael, but it's the name of a place. And Rov Rishonim, What does Rashi clearly say? That just because something is guarded, something is gated during Shemitah, that does not create an Isser. That's what Rashi is saying. Rashi says, "What my Isser Yeshkan." And that's what Rov Rishonim say. The Ramban says this ala Torah and Parshas Bahar, and most other Rishonim assume this way. Who argues? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, right here. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos, based on a Torah's Kohanim, holds that guarded fruit during Shemitah become Usur. That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. And he says, Azeki here means, just like the other ones are Usur, so do this is Usur. Says Tosfos, Ve'enir Rabbeinu Tam, third line on top. Tobehed Yoktanya, Betorah's Kohanim. Ves Inven Zirechalo Sivtsor, Minha Mishumar, Iata Botzer. Abalata Botzer, Minha Mufkar. You are not allowed to eat the fruit of guarded property in Shemitah, but only Minha Mufkar. That is the famous Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that Shamur is Usur. What does it mean? There's a, right, Brisa quoted elsewhere, that the Shomrei Sfichim, the people who guard the property during Shemitah, take their schar from the Shumas HaLishka. What do you mean they guard it? I thought guarding makes it Usur. So Tosa says, maybe they're only guarding it from animals. They're not guarding it from people. Right, people are allowed in. They just don't want the animals to eat the Shemitah fruit. And that's not considered shamur. Either way, this is a big topic. The Minhag Olam is against Rabbeinu Tam. Or the Chazon Ish writes Beferish, that we don't pass on like Rabbeinu Tam. The Minhag Olam is against Rabbeinu Tam. We are Mako, shamur v'nevad. But shamur, specifically in our context, is not a problem. The Ramban, as I said, also quotes Rabbeinu Tam in his commentary in Parshas Bahar, Berach HaFei Pasuk Hei. He quotes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, "I hold like Rashi." Okay, it's an important discussion here regarding Shamur v'Nevad. Rav Soloveitchik is one other Hara, and then we'll continue. Rav Soloveitchik noted, he's quoted in Nefesh HaRav, that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't mean that it's ma'achalos asuros, like it wouldn't be okay for an esrog. It means that you're not allowed to eat it, and if you eat it, so then you're continuing the Shamur status. That was his formulation. But not that it's a problem to, like Ma'acholos Asuros, that ain bo heter achila. It's not the same category in that regard from Maseches Sukkah. Okay, well, I don't have time to go into that right now, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, Abba Yudan, Ish Tzaidan, Omar. There was a Jew and an non-Jew going on the road. Uba Ovid Kochavim Va'amar, and a non-Jew came and said, Chaval al Yehudi Shayimi Baderech. Whoa, I feel bad for that Jew who was with me on the road. Shemes Baderech Vakavartif. He died, and I buried him. Vihisiyu Ishto. So that's a case of Mesiach Lefitumo. So he is believed. Vishuv Maisa Bekolosh Bnei Adam. It was a group of people, Shayim Alchin La Antuchya. Uba Oviko Chavim Echad Va'amar, and he said, Chaval Al Kolar Shal B'nei Adam, woe to that group of people, Shemesu Va'kavartim V'yisiyos Ishoseim. Again, he's not giving this testimony, he's just saying what happened. And therefore we trust him, or at least we are allowed to get married based on that. V'shuv Ma'isa B'shishim B'nei Adam. Shahayu Mahalchin L'charkom. Also, there's a story of 60 people that were going B'charkom. Beitar, by the siege of Beitar. Uba Ovikochavim V'amar Chaval Shishim B'nei Adam. Shem Mahalchin B'derach Beitar. Shem Eisu V'kavartim. Right, woe to those people that were going, that died V'kavartim, and I buried them. V'hisiyu Es Nishoseihem. And again, I buried them, and therefore we were allowed to, the women were allowed to get remarried based on his testimony. If you look in the Arach Laner, he quotes here, what is the additional added point from each story? Each story, I have three different stories here. He says, "Hutzruch lashmienu kol ani maisos de bechol achad yishchidish yoser de maiser rishon lo yadanu ela beheyed al echad." Right, the first story is he's saying about one individual person. So maybe there he's believed. The Hasam Kimle Lenach, we have a Lahid al Kola Kolar. Hava Mina Dasam Lo Kimle Bagave. Maybe made a mistake. A whole group were gonna trust him. So that's the chiddush of the next story. Vieshbinahach Uvda. And if you only had that one, Hava Mina Didavka Hasam Naaman, Dolo Shayach Bididami. So there he was traveling with them. So once he saw they died, they died. Avalha dibicharkom shall betar. Right, by a siege. Tahavi Kamos Base Bimulchama. So that's like, there's a, it's a hefker, Rav Ahava means the Bezei Omer Vada Be Dedam Evin or Neman. Maybe you wouldn't be believed because that's like Shas Milchama, like we had in the previous parak. Kamash Milan, we would believe the non-Jew. We would be able to trust the non-Jew even in that regard. That's the Aruch Laner, classic Aruch Laner. Right, we have to get into all of our Aruch Laners here because we're not going to have them for a couple of Masechtos. So again, that's what he says, the Chiddush of each story. Okay, Mishnah. Me'idin al Araner al Aralavana. You're allowed to give testimony based on the Arhaner, the light of a candle, meaning you recognize the face, the light of a candle, or Aralavana, the light of the moon. Umasi in Alpi Baskol. And also, you're allowed to marry based on a Baskol. What's a Baskol? Rashi. We know what a Baskol usually is, right? A Baskol, a heavenly voice. Baskol, Loba Shemayimi. So Rashi here notes that, and that's why he probably says that. Shamu kol tzoekes ploni meis v'lo ro adam b'tzalmo. Right, you hear a voice, baskol. Right, this does not mean like the normal baskols like we have from heaven. The Tosfos Yontif also here, everything you want to know about baskols. Right, the Tosfos Yontif here says, what is a baskol? He says, well, generally a baskol is not what a baskol here means. We don't assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending out a voice to allow this woman to get remarried. Baskol here, Baskol de Mishnah Seinu, Eino Me'inyin Hazeh. It's not a regular Baskol. What is a regular Baskol? So he quotes Tosfos and Masechet Sanhedrin that tells us that a Baskol is a low level of, it's a message from God, so to speak. It's not Nevuah, it's not Ruach HaKodesh, it's the lowest level. That's a Baskol, that's why it's like an echo of an echo, meaning indirect message from God. That's a general Baskol. The Tosfos Yontif said that's why it's called a Baskol also. It's not just a kol, it's a Baskol. It's a lower level. He says that's why it's even called that. He says, "V'nirali shushem mushal mi basko shenizkar harbe pamim b'divrei chazal shukol shenishtamshu bo l'achar shepaska nevua v'ukol mechudash l'shaito mehabore yisbarach lohodia sodo li'reyav v'yoso kol karuhu basko." And he quotes Tosfos in the first back of Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph, who says this, that it's a low level. V'linir shenikra basko l'fi she'ino kol lo kol ilav. Right, it's bas because it's a lower level. It's the lower level than nevua. Avakol zeshanu bo who may eno v'dug maso b'madrega l'mata mimenu. V'laka karo baskol shu ha bas l'aviyah. Ula teshus kocha lo karo benkol el a baskol. It's not even a benkol, which would be a stronger. The feminine language is always weaker. V'yal ze haderech omar Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom im kacha tose li. Right, like he says in Shemos, Moshe Nekeva. Right, he was tashus kocha l'kenekeva. But that is general baskol and in this context, not real. I think we mentioned the Rabbeinu Bachai in Zos HaBracha has four different levels of, you know, messages from God, Baskol being one of the lowest. Okay, so if somebody hears a voice and you go and check it out and there's nobody there, you're still allowed to remarry her based on that. Maisa Bechad Sha'amad al Rosh Ahor, somebody standing on the top of a mountain. Yamar Ish Ploni Ben Ploni Mimako Ploni Mace. So and so died. Holchu V'lo Matsu Shamadam. We go and we look, and nobody's there. V'hisiyu es ishto, and they married his wife based on that. V'shu ma'isa b'tzalmon be'echad sh'amar ani ish ploni, ben ish ploni. Nashchani nachash v'ari ani meis. He's bitten by a snake, and he says he's going to die. V'halchu v'lo hikiruhu, v'halchu v'hisiyu es ishto. Again, all these low-level situations we allow. Amar Abba Bar Shmuel Tana Beishamay Omer Ein Masin Alpi Basko Beisil Omer Masin Alpi Basko My Kamash Malon Masisani. What's the Chiddush? A Kamash Malon Di Mishtakach Estama Di Masin Beishamayi. The Beishamay Shita is the Chiddush here. If you find the source that says Ein Masin, you know it's Beishamay. V'halchu V'lo Matzu V'chulu. You didn't find anybody, so you still let him marry the wife. Adil Mashedu Kave. Maybe it was a shade. Maybe it was a demon. How could you allow this woman to get remarried? Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Sheraulo Demus Adam. You saw the form of a person there, and that's why you're allowed to do it. Inu Nami Damu. What do you mean? They have forms of people. The Chazulei Bavua. They had a shadow. Inu Nami Yisle Bavua. They also have a shadow. The Chazulei Bavua de Bavua. They had a reflection of the reflection of the shadow, right? And that the Shadim don't have. But you see the little Ozayin there in the Ein Mishra, you're like, oh, where did the Rambam talk about this? Right, right, the Shadim, so there's no Rambam. Right, it's the Shulchan Aruch, not the Rambam. Right. Kedarka Makodesh. Vidilma Lidit Hu, Islahu Bebuah de Bebuah. Maybe they also have. So, no, I'm Rabbi Chanina. Amar li Yonasan Shita. Either Yonasan the Shade or Yonasan the expert in Shadim, right? Somebody told Rabbi Chanina, Bibua Islahu, Bibua the Bibua Leslu. No, they don't have the reflection of the shadow. Vidilmat Sarahave, maybe it's her co-wife who's just getting her in trouble. Right? Tana Dvei, well, one of the five women who are entrusted. Tana Dvei, Rabbi Yishmael, Bishasa Sakana, Kosim, Venotsin, Avabishain, Makirin. If there's Ein Breira, if there's the end of a person's life, you know, then there's no, we don't assume that this funny business, we're allowed to trust. We don't assume that it was a Tzara. Again, remember Yaakov Kamenetsky's comment in Parshas Va'era, suggesting defending the Rambam. How does the Rambam reject all the Gemaras about Shadim? Maybe it's only Bisman HaRambam. Earlier there were. Earlier it's only because at his time, when the Koach of Tuma went down, the Koach of Tara went down, where it always had to be parallel, but maybe the Rambam himself would have agreed earlier. Again, remember that Rabbi Yaakov in Parshas Va'era. Okay, not for now. Weiter. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Second to last Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos. Kshirati l'nahardo, this we already had. We had this earlier. Kshirati l'nahardo l'abrashana, when I went to be ma'abrashana in Nahardo, in Chutz La'aretz. But we discussed this earlier. Bekiva is allowed to be ma'abrashana in Chutz La'aretz when lahoniach kamoso be'eretz Yisrael. There's nobody as great in Eretz Yisrael. So when he went down, matzati nechemia ish beis deli, va'amarli, shamati shimisinas isha be'eretz Yisrael, api ed echod. I heard they don't allow women to get remarried. Ella Yehuda ben Baba, only him. V'no Mesi lo, and Rabbi Akiva says, and I told him, Kein advarim. That's true. Omar li, he said to me, Amar lahem mishmi, tell them in my name. Atem yodim, shamadina mishubeshes bagayasos. There's a lot of wild attacking armies in this country. And that's what we had this earlier. Is this a raya that Ein Eid Echad is believed in Melchama? Right, that was this. Is this Melchama? Is this just she can't get there? Mukubani Rabbi Gamliel Azaki and I have a Misora. Shemisina Seisha Piyed Echad. I have that Misora. So go tell them that. Ukashabasi Verzesi Adram Lefe Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Kiva said when I told Rabbi Gamliel, Samach Lidvarai, he was very happy. Va'amar Matsanu Chever, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba, I have found a Chever, an associate, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba, who also holds like him. Mitoch Adavar Niskar Rabbi Gamliel, Shenergu Harugim B'Tel Arza. At that moment, he remembered those who were killed in Tel Arza, V'Hisi Rabbi Gamliel, and Shosayan, Al Pi Eid Echad. And then he was allowed their wives to get married based on Eid Echad. This story helped jar the memory, and in that way, he was able to marry off these women. V'Huchzaku, Leos, and from then on, the chazako, halachic assam was created to always, Leos Masian, aid me pi aid, right, indirect testimony, aid, mi pi evan, mi pi isha, mi pi shivcha, all of these are allowed. And the Rambam's lashon, when he quotes this, is that you could have both problems. You could add aid mi pi aid from an aid puzzle, right? It's not just either or. You're allowed to have, you know, double problems, in this regard. You're still allowed to trust them. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezver, Rabbi Yeshua, Omrim, Eimasinas Isha, Pi Eid Echad. They argue. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Lo Api Isha, Lo Api Evev, Lo Api Shivcha, Lo Api Krovim. Okay, Machlokes Tanan. If you look in the Gilyonei Ashas here, he quotes Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, who says, even if you have the original source of the testimony, you have no Achrayas to go ask once you are allowed to trust. The Ein Tzorech Lishol Es Harishon. Afilu hu lefaneinu. If it's aid mi pi aid, you don't have to go to the original source. V'efshar l'shaalo. V'afilu ba'omer sheshama mishnayim. Even if somebody says, I heard from two witnesses. Ein tzarech l'shaalo. Rak matirin osa miyad. You don't have to. And he quotes a Maharivayo. Umuchach mizeh. Tadei lecha ne'amad be'edas isha chashiv kishnayim gemurim. Ve'einenu b'tares hochacha. Tebe hochacha hayaroishi yishalu kishefshar ha'kahach. No, it's real, considered real edus in this regard. And then he just says, v'yesh la'ayin, in other cases of einechan em ebisurin, if it's efshar levarer better, do you have to ever go to the original source or say no? Once there's an emanus in halacha, that's it. You don't have to go to a better source. Right? That's, right, if you have to aid me pi aid, all these cases, he has that chakira. But he assumes not. He assumes you don't have to. Vaiter, for some, Rabbi Akiva al-Pi Isha lo. Rabbi Akiva says that you cannot trust the woman, right? The last line, law fi isha, but tanya, Shimon ben Elazar omer, mishum Rabbi Akiva, each an emen eslavi kita mikava chomer. A woman herself could bring her own get. Uman nashim sha'amru chachamim, ein emen eslavi meizbayla, even though there are five women that are not believed to say, like we had earlier, that her husband died. Ne'eman eslavi kiteyan, they're believed to bring the get. So you see there that he says they can be. Only the five women are not believed to say Ma'is Baila. Isha Ba'ala Mehemna. So we assume that regular women would be believed according to Rabbi Akiva. So what do you mean they're not believed? So Lo Kasha. Originally he did not trust them, but afterwards, once they started being machzik them and assuming like allowing it, so then it would be allowed. Right? We also had a couple of weeks ago a Maharik, Merit Lashon, that beforehand, you know, they didn't realize that this is what was such a need and Daiko Mitzvah and put all these chazakas together, but then they started trusting it. Okay, Rabosai, last Mishnah. Been 121 days, been a long time, but Baruch Hashem, here we are. Amrulo. Maisa b'bnei Levi shalchul et Tsoar ir at Tmarim. The b'nei Levi went to Tsoar, the city of Tmarim. Right, it's Yericho. Yericho is the ir at Tmarim. V'chala echad mehem. One of them got sick. V'yu b'pundik. One of them got sick. They left him in the inn, and then they went on their way. U'b'chazar asam amru l'pundik yizayechav e'reinu. When they came back, they asked the innkeeper, "Where's our friend?" No mislahem meis v'kavartiv. Oh, he died, and I buried him. V'yisiyu as ishto. And they married, they allowed the wife to get remarried based on that. Velote kohenes, kapuntukas, right? And other regular, another Jew, a female should not be any worse than this innkeeper. Right? They say to Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva, who had said in the Mishnah that we don't trust the woman. Amar Lu, he says to them, Wikishatia kapuntukas, nemenes habuntukas. Right? When any woman is like this innkeeper, then I'll believe her. What do you mean? She proved it. She brought out his cloak and his walking stick and his svarim. So it's obviously that she had a raya. It wasn't Stama, a female testifying. She had a raya that he had died. So what exactly was the conversation? Right? They say to Rabbi Kiba, oh, the women shouldn't be any worse. And he says, no, she's better. My griusa the pundakis. Why are they like looking at her in a low fashion? Like, oh, no worse than her. So Amar of Kahana, Puntakas Ovedes Kochavim Haisa. It was a non-Jewish Puntakas. Umesicha Lefituma Haisa. And she was Mesicha Lefituma, meaning she didn't know that they were relying on her. Zem Maklo, Vizet Tarmilo, Vizet Kever, Shekavartibo. And that's why she was different. That's why she was a Vezko Chavim. Rabbi Kiva says she was different because she had the rayas. V'chein tani abba, b'reidra ben yomi barchia, pundakis, ovedes kochavim haisa, umesiach lefituma haisa, ze maklo, ze tarmilo, ze kever, shekavar tibo. So that is the reason, says the Gemara, v'ha aye chavereinu ka'amrila. How can you say she was mesicha lefituma, that she was just saying it without knowing that they were relying on her? Didn't they ask the question, where's our friend? So the Gemara says, no, Kiva de Chazatinu Bachya. She was crying. Right? The man must have made a big impression on her. This total stranger was crying. Right? Kiva de Chazinu de Bachya Amrula. They asked her, Aye Chavireinu. Amrula and Mesva Kavartiv. So she really started the conversation with her actions. Fine. Tan Rabbanon. Maisa Badam Echad Shabala Haidala Isha Lefne Rabbi Tarfon. There's a man who came in front of Rabbi, that was being made. For a woman in front of Rabbi Tarfon. Amar lo bini hechata yodei abedis yishazu. How do you know that this man died? Amar aniva hu ayinu hochem baderech. We were traveling. V'radav acharinu gayas. There was a major army attacking us. V'nitzva biyichor shel zayis upasho. He ripped off a branch of an olive tree and he started beating them back. V'achziras agayis lacharav. And he won. And he pushed them away. He helped us be victorious. Amarti lo. Aryeh, yasher kochacha. You lying, you shkoyach. Yasher kochacha. Amarlin, he says to me, minayin ata yodeh sha'aryeh shemi. How do you know that's my real name? Aryeh. Ka karanosi be'iri. Yochanan brevi Yehonasan Aryeh demikfar shichya. So, you got it. That's my name. Liyamim, a few days later, chalav ames. And then he died. Right? The army couldn't get him, but sickness got him. Right? And he died. The Hisir, Bitarfan, his Ishto.
So Rabbi Tarfon married. He said, oh, you know his name. That must be his real name. Rabbi Tarfon allowed him, the wife, to get married. Says the Gemara, really? Rabbi Tarfon lo bai drisha v'chakira? Rabbi Tarfon would not require drisha v'chakira, different types of testing, of cross-examination, which is one of the 613. Right? Well, he doesn't require it. Vatanya, we have a similar story, or a different version of the story, with a little different ending.
How do you know?
Right, same thing. He ripped off a branch, he pushed them back.
You strong lion.
Omarli, Yafakivanta Lishmi, Shkakornosi Biri. Yes, exactly. That's what they call me. Yochanan ben Yonasan Aryeti Mikvar Shachya. Right, that's what they call me. Liyamim Chalavameis. And later on, he died. So his wife could get remarried.
Omarlo, Lokacha Martali.
So Rabbi Tarfon says, one second, what did you say his name was? Yochanan ben Yonasan Mikvar Shachya Arye? Is that what you told me? He's setting him up here because it's a little change from what he said.
Amar le lo, elakacha marti lecha, Yochanan ben Yochanan Aryeh de Mikvar Shachya.
Right, Aryeh goes before the name of the town.
V'diktik alav shtayim v'shlosha pamim, and he asked 2-3 times to make sure that he got the name right.
V'kivin es dvarav, and he saw he was telling the truth. He see Rabbi Tarfon is ishto.
Question mark. So you see Rabbi Tarfon was medaktik. Trisha v'chakira.
So, does Rabbi Tarfon require Drisha v'chakir when it comes to Edis Isha or not? That's the Shaila. Mestam, it's the same story. Mestam, it's the same story. 2 versions. So Gemara answers Tanoi. It's really a machlokas Tanoim, whether you require Drisha v'chakir when it comes to Edis Isha. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Ein botkin edi nashim b'drisha v'chakir. Right, we don't require Drisha v'chakir. Divri, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says we don't require Drisha v'chakir. Again, you look in the last Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin. He discusses this as well. The Rambam says, all the way at the end of Hilchas Gerushin, says, Al yiksha be'einecha, shehitiru chachamim ha'erva chamura be'edus isho evad oshivcha ogoy mesiyat lefi tumo be'emi pi'eid umi biksav u'bilo drisha v'chakira. Don't, it shouldn't be difficult in your eyes that we have all of these kulas, including no drisha v'chakira. The Rambam passing like the first opinion here. So hikpid the Torah al ha'edus ha'ada shnei edim v'shar mishpatei ha'edus ela bedavar she'ein ata yachol la'amod al biryo ela mipi ha'edim ube'edusan. You only require all those things, including drisha v'chakira, only by something which you only know based on the edim. Kegon she'he'edus she'ze harag etzeh o hilva etzeh aval davar she'efshar la'amod al biryo shelo mipi ha'ed hazeh ve'ein ha'ed yachol la'hishamet, meaning the guy could walk in. If he's not telling the truth, lo hikpid the Torah alav. The Torah is not makpid. You don't need drisha v'chakira. Shedavar rachoku sheyoid bo ha'ed sheker. It's very, very far-fetched to assume the aid will be made sheker there. Interestingly, the Rambam here in this last halacha does not mention the factor of daiku mitzvah. Right? The Ravid sticks it in. He says, why did the Rambam not mention it? But the Ravid sticks it in. Yeah, the Rambam just mentions bilsa davidi legluye. But that's what he says. That's a reason also for not requiring drisha v'chakira. So that's the first opinion. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, back to the Gemara Botkin. No, you do require drisha v'chakira. V'kamif l'gibid Rabbi Chanina. The machlokes is about Rabbi Chanina. To Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, Dvar Torah on a d'oraisa level. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Right? V'darshu ha'shoftim etei. Right? Echadin imamanis v'echadin nefashos b'drisha v'chakira. Really, everything requires drisha v'chakira. Mamanis or nefashos. Shne'emar, mishpat echad yelachem. U'matam amru dinin imamanis ein srichan drisha v'chakira. Why do we say that dinin imamanis does not require? Shlo tino delas b'fnei lavin. So that the people lend money. If people know they have to have edim drisha v'chakira, they're not going to lend money because they'll think the edim will not stand up in court. So that's the machlokas by, that's the halacha, d'oraisa d'rabbanan. U'b'maykabif, l'gim, what's the machlokas here about this application? Mar sovar kivan d'ika ksuba l'mishkal k'dini mamanis dami. Because there's a ksuba involved here. Remember we discussed, not only could she get remarried, but she could also collect the ksuba. So it has a mamanis element. The Ramban and the Ritvi here are bothered. What do you mean a mamanis element? The ikker here is that she could get remarried. But still there's a mamanis element, and therefore, because of that, we could say that it does not require Drisha v'chakira. Umar Savar, Kiva, the Kashorin, and Ashes Islam, but Kizin of Ashes Dami. The other opinion says, no, the main ikr part is the fact that she can get remarried, and therefore, we would require Drisha v'chakira. Again, look in the Ramban and the Rashba there for more. Amr Abelazar, Amr Rabbi Chanina. Talmidei Chachamim, Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Talmidei Chachamim, Marbim Shalom in the world. Right, this is the ending of four different mesechtes, but we got to mention this here, because it's the Aruch Laner right here. We mention this four times every 7.5 years. The Aruch Laner right here at the end of Yevamos notes that Brachos, Nazir, Yevamos, and Krisus, the Rashi Tevez, Bonayich, those are the four mesechtes that this is quoted. This Chazal is quoted at the end of those four mesechtes. Why? Explains the Aruch Laner, there are four shaloms that Chazal are cluing us into. Four shaloms. There's shalom bein Adam lamakom, bein Adam lachavero, bein ish leishto, bein guf l'neshama. Four different shaloms. And that's marbim shalom ba'olam. So, number one, brachos, bein Adam lamakom, it's all about kriyashma, it's all about brachos. And then, yevamis, bein Adam lachavero, right, that's between the two brothers. Nazir, bein ish leishto. The Gemara says there in the Nazir, misharasod v'kukula, yazir asmoman ayayin. And krisus, in yoni shalom, shebein guf l'neshama. Because kares is about, shetoelas ha-mitzvah, shadam ha-kayim ba'olam hazeh, hu litin kiyam l'nefesh ha-behemi shebeguf. When a person sins, then the nefesh and the is cut off from the ruach, the neshama, meaning shalom in that world. Those are the four shaloms that are brought here. Two other points. The Karen Ora here says, connecting the ending of the Masechta, the beginning of the Masechta, Marim Shalom Ba'olam. Remember the first Mishnah, the first parak in Yevamos, we had the major machlokas, Beishamai and Beis Hillel, about Soros Erva. Beishamai rejected the whole idea, and Beis Hillel accepted it. But the Brisa said there, even though they had this major machlokas, there was Ava and Achva and Shalom that were shorer between them. They intermarried with each other. Right, so that's Tarbidei Chachamim, Marbim Shalom, Ba'olam. And one final point, Rav Yechezkel Abramsky writes, that what do you mean, Tarbidei Chachamim, Marbim Shalom, Ba'olam? Well, I'll just add one other point. It's definitional. Mar b'shalom. If somebody is not mar b'shalom, if there is an argumentative person who knows a lot of Torah, who's always causing machlokas, then that's undermining of the definition of Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim mar b'shalom. Therefore, if somebody is not mar b'shalom, he's not a Talmid Chacham. That's separately. Rav Yechezkel Abramsky just says in one other point, it's not only that they're try and bring shalom, but memela, if a Talmid Chacham, if somebody has the proper perspective in life and they're happy with what they're doing and they love what they're doing and they're Ezeu Asher Sameach Bechelko, memela, they're going to exude shalom. They're not going to be running after anything else. They're not going to follow sachmod and those this and lo that. Because a true Talmid Chacham who it has Osher with an ayin and Osher with an olive, both, he's Sameach Bechalko, and therefore he's just going to exude Shalom through his whole existence. So again, Hadralach Yishabasra, that is Mesechus Yevamos, and B'ed Hashem, next time we will continue with Shas Katan with Mesechus Ksubis. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in honor of the wedding of Mayor Rosenberg from Williamsburg to Dini Lazar from Crown Heights. May they have a binyan adead, gezunt, parnasa, nachas, and simchas achayim, mazel tov on their wedding. We will stop.